Thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and Alive TV Media Ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today.
And we surely would like to welcome you to today's In the Garden program. Trust you're having a great day. We pray God's richest blessings on you and your family today, and we think we've got some really good things to share with you coming up on today's In the Garden program. Of course, we've got a brand new message on the way in just a bit from Pastor Carlton Duck. You don't want to miss out on the blessing from that. It's called Don't Give Up, Look Up, and we'll have part one of that for you beginning in just a few minutes here on today's In the Garden program. Also, some awesome music today. We've got a song coming up in just a bit from the Lesters entitled I Am, and then a little bit later on, some music from the Gann Brothers. So you stay right here. It's all straight ahead for you on the In the Garden program. It is the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. And we would love it if you come and worship with us. We have Sunday school beginning at 10 a.m. Morning worship service is at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you at the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church. And we'd also love to see you on Wednesday night. We have the Awana Clubs getting ready to start up again for the kids, ages 3 through the teens, and they'll be blessed by that. They'll be in God's Word, and they'll be having a great time at the same time. So make sure all the family comes out, and you can be blessed to be a part of the Wednesday evening worship service at 7 o'clock at Gethsemane Baptist Church. The Awana Clubs start at 6:45. That's on Wednesday nights, and this coming Wednesday night, it's going to be a special night here at Gethsemane Baptist Church. We have a guest speaker, Pastor Jeff Worley from Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in Toga, is coming to bring the message. And also, he's bringing some bluegrass music with him when he comes. The Bluegrass Deacons, they're a part of that church ministry, and they'll be coming to praise the Lord in song, and you don't want to miss out on that. It's coming up this Wednesday night at Gethsemane Baptist Church. Again, we're located at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, just a little ways up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College and about a block off Lakeside Drive. Right now, we've got some music from the Lesters. This is a song entitled I Am on today's In the Garden program.
Child of the great,
It's the Lesters, and I am on today's In the Garden program. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, this is the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia. And we'd like to take a minute and let you know about a live TV. That is our television ministry. You'll find a live TV on Channel 7 anywhere you find Nesby Cable. We're so proud that Nesby Cable has seen fit to want to air some good quality Christian programming. And we think that's exactly what you'll find when you tune to Channel 7 on Nesby Cable. That's where you'll find a live TV. And we've got a great lineup for you. It's getting better all the time. We've got the flagship program, the In the Garden television program, which airs from here at Gethsemane Baptist Church. Several times during the week you can catch it, and every day, Sunday through Saturday, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., you can tune in for the In the Garden program, plus several other times during the week you can get a blessing from that program as well. There's daily devotion time with Pastor Duck three different times during the day. There are lots of local preaching programs that'll be a blessing to you, and a whole lot more, some great Southern Gospel music videos. It's all there for you. It's a live TV, and again, you'll find it on Channel 7 on Nesby Cable, so we encourage you to tune in. Now, if you're in Lynchburg and you're on Adelphia in the Lynchburg or Amherst areas, you can tune in for the In the Garden television program a couple of times during the week, Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Thursday mornings at 10:30. That's on their local access channel, and we do hope you'll do that. We also are encouraging folks who would like to have some good Christian programming on Adelphia to give those folks a call. Let them know that you'd like to have a live TV be on your cable system as well. Tell them Nesby's already seen fit to do it, and we're trusting that enough folks will make that call so that they'll take notice and say, hey, this is something we need to have on our cable system. And we feel like we're working toward that, and we hope to have some good news to share with you on that front soon here on the In the Garden program. So God bless you. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for tuning in to a live TV. Right now, it's time to go to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. It is a brand new message from Pastor Carlton Duck. We got part one of it for you today here on the In the Garden program, entitled Don't Give Up, Look Up, on today's In the Garden program.
If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Mark 11. We're going to read several verses this morning. These are the words of Christ as Savior. And I want to encourage your heart today in the thought of message. Don't give up, just look up. No time to give up. I know many times people are facing trials and situations in their life. Listen to me for a moment. I know that we're living in a day that's perilous as described by Paul in the book of 2 Timothy. He said that in the last days, perilous times will come. We're here right now. We've just had a horrible thing happen in Alabama this past week. Our Supreme Court said no, remove the Ten Commandments. And we've had a judge that has stood for the right. And we're living in those days. And we're living in a day that, and I don't know if you've been keeping up with what's coming this fall, but seems like that if you watch TV, you might as well get used to watching gay TV, because that's about all it's going to be on. And folks, I'm telling you, we're living in a bad day, and seemingly the devil is on a rampage and running about, and the Bible says he will go about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And it seems that he's devouring the world that we're living in and every inhabitant upon the face of the earth. But you know what? I want you to know, evil never wins. God is still in control. And we don't need to be looking at the situations that are around about us. We need to be looking to the God that's in the midst of the situation that we're in. Because that God is a God that can deliver. God likes to work when nothing else will. Have your Bibles turned to Mark 11. And I believe the greatest need in the ranks of the church and in the ranks of Christianity today is that we need to get back to faith in God. Not what we see, not what we hear, not what we taste, not what we feel. We need to get back to that thing that is called faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, according to Hebrews 11 in verse 1. And verse 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And as we stand for the reading of God's Word, We're starting with verse number 22. I'd like you to read audibly out loud, distinctly with me today, as we proclaim the Word of God together. "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated in the presence of a holy God today. I believe today, if you believe the Bible, you know God is still a miraculous, working God, don't you? Amen. I don't put today my faith in the miracle, but I put my faith in the God of the miracle. And we've got to realize today that any miracle that comes to our life today, it comes from the power and the presence of the Lord. But you realize that today you just can't walk into a sanctuary and walk into the throne room of God. And I know we're told in Hebrews 4 and 16 that we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. But I believe today there are conditions in order for us to receive what God wants to do in our life. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a part that God will do, and there's a part that God expects you and I to do today. And we see the first thing that God tells us to do in this portion of the Scripture today, if you're going to have the mountain removed, and you saw the conditions as he outlined them in verse 23, and he tells you today that you shall not doubt, but you shall have faith, he said the mountain will be removed. And he said that you've got to believe. And so therefore today, we've got to get in a position today of exercising the faith that God's given us. God gave you a measure of faith the day that you got saved. Did you realize that? The day that you ask the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and your life, and I still believe that God is a God of salvation, don't you? I believe that today, the only hope that we've got in the midst of all this trouble, and I told you that a moment ago about what's happening in Alabama, what's happening around the world, where this, and that just touched the hem of the garment, so to speak. I mean, the terrorist attacks still taking place. Lives were lost in Israel and Jerusalem this past week. And there's just seemingly is such a rampage of trial and trouble and terror that is invading the ranks of the living today. But I want you to know, listen, there's a God that's still in the midst of trouble that is a God that's the God of triumph. Hallelujah. And we've got to put our confidence in God, and I believe through it all that God is still a God that can save the lost sinner. I believe that God is still the God today that can lift a person out of the mire of this world. And David said, "He inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my foot upon a rock." And let me tell you today, I'm glad that God's still a God that can save a soul that's doomed today and going to hell. I believe that he's still a God today that can deliver you from the clutches of sin and from the clutches of Satan. Amen. And I still believe that salvation is of the Lord. And folks, I want you to know today, listen, I know there's a lot of idea going around today about having it and losing it and losing it and having it and getting saved over and over again. I want you to know today, my God's not a God of confusion. My God is a God of fact. And God said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." You don't have the authority. You don't have the power. You don't even have the right to even think that you can remove yourself out of the safety of salvation that God's placed within you today. Amen.
We'll continue tomorrow with part two of Pastor Duck's message entitled, "Don't Give Up, Look Up," here on the In the Garden program. Please be sure to join us then for a powerful blessing from that message. And be sure to stay right here. We've got more great things coming up to share with you and some good information for you. And right now, it's music from the Gann Brothers on In the Garden.
When today's cares and burdens come down on my shoulders, and there's no one close by I can call, could be my father. mother, a sister, a brother. What a joy when their faces I see. Seems no matter the struggle, that home it'll be over. There'll be somebody
Brothers and Somebody Waiting for Me on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure you tune in again tomorrow, part two of Pastor Duck's message entitled Don't Give Up, Look Up. We'll be here on the program, plus some more great music. And we encourage you to visit our website. You'll find it at www.itgm.org. And there's lots of ways on there for you to be blessed. Be sure to check out the prayer chain. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests, you can make them known right there on the website. And with just one click, they go out to folks in their email who will get that message, and they'll pray for your need. And you can become a member of the prayer chain and pray for those folks, too. And we get folks praying one for another. It's the prayer chain, and you'll find it and lots more at www.itgm.org. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.